This is Jay Sekulow, a new president, and now threats of executive orders.
It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
The very same people who don't want the fairness doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
President-elect Barack Obama is rumored to be picking a very big proponent of the fairness doctrine to lead his FCC transition team.
The road ahead will be long.
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Our climb will be steep.
Well, the first thing I do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term.
On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there.
Their days are growing dark.
I promise you, we as a people will get there.
Well, everybody, this is what's going on here in Washington, D.C. Literally, as we speak, we are in our studios in Washington. And, folks, buckle up because we're in for a ride that's going to be, as they say when you're flying an airplane, this is going to be a bumpy and rough ride, but we're ready for it. We're getting prepared for it. We're going to continue to engage these issues, but we've got a lot to talk about. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Are you worried about the course of the country and the direction that's being set? What about the fairness doctrine? What about these calls now for an immediate reversal of President Bush's stem cell policy by Barack Obama issuing an executive order? What about Senator Schumer saying conservative talk radio and pornography, they should be treated the same? You can't have one without the other. These are the issues we're facing. And our phone lines, as I said, are open for you. We want your comments. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, it looks like President-elect Obama's transition director for the FCC is not a rumor anymore, as Neil Cavuto said in our opening there. This is no rumor. It's Henry Rivera. He's a former commissioner of the FCC, and he wants the fairness doctrine reinstated.
That's right. What he's doing is he's selecting and help with President-elect Obama's transition team. So he's the one with a team of others looking at who should replace and who should become the next FCC chairman, the Federal Communications Committee. So who will be the next chairman? Now, Henry Rivera is known to support the Fairness Doctrine and has called for the reinstitution of the Fairness Doctrine. This is very troubling to those on talk radio on the right and the left, because of how damaging the Fairness Doctrine is to the free exchange of ideas over the airwaves, which is exactly what this program is. And if you want to turn to someone like Alan Combs and listen to a liberal perspective, you can do that as well. It's a free market of ideas. But this is another clear sign coming out of President-elect Obama's transition team of where their policies are going, especially, Dad, too, when you look at those executive order plans, which they have said, and John Podesta has said, who is the chairman of the transition team, we are planning on using them immediately when we get to office.
Yeah, let me ask Drew Ryan, heads up our government affairs office. Drew, with only a few seconds here, Jordan, just we're reporting on this. We now know the chairman of the committee that's doing the FCC transition wants the Fairness Doctrine. How big of a threat are we looking at here?
Well, Jay, this just isn't a supporter of the Fairness Doctrine. This is a radical supporter of the Fairness Doctrine. And I think they're going to be very clever about how they do it. One thing is very clear, Jay. They are going to re-implement some form of the Fairness Doctrine. That's why I think a lot of conservatives, talk show, Christian talk radio, we need to be very aware of what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, let me tell you something. We're going to fight it and fight it aggressively, folks. And I mean fight it in ways you cannot imagine. We're going to go after it legally. We're going after it politically. We're going to respond. We're going to respond aggressively. We are not going to let them do this. But here's what we need to do right now. Right now, when I want everyone that's listening to my voice, you, before, as we get ready for all these challenges, I want everybody educated on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We're offering our foundations of freedom, and every one of you that are listening right now, you go to your phones and get Foundations of Freedom. As we talk about these issues, you need to know how our government is supposed to work. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. You can also go to the website, aclj.org. Get updated information there, folks. We're fighting for freedom. 1-877-989-2255 for the Constitution. Back in a moment.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right, a right given by God.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield. Well, the first thing I'd do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
Well, there you have it. That's what President-elect Obama is saying. Let me tell you something, folks. There are some within the Christian community that are expressing a defeatist attitude here. They're concerned about the way the election went, and they're acting as if there's nothing we could do. Hey, we live in a republic. There's a lot we can do. We're going to stand up and fight this. We're not going to just sit there and go, oh, woe is me. The sky is falling in here. No, we're going to take direct action. The first thing we're going to do is for everyone that's listening to me to be educated as to what the Constitution actually says. You know what? Right there in the First Amendment, we have the right to petition the government for redress of grievance. That's what we have the right to do. You need to understand that. I want everyone that is listening to me, for your children and your grandchildren, have a copy of our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Here's the number. Everyone needs this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. You need to get this. But folks, listen, this is what we've been trained for. You know, when military officers, pilots go into a military campaign, their squadron leader always tells them, this is what you have been trained for. This is what we've been trained for at the American Center for Law and Justice, for these exact moments when you don't have control of the House and the Senate and you're worried about the direction of the Supreme Court of the United States and the White House may be taking a different direction. You don't run to the hills. You report to duty. And that's what we're doing here. And we cannot lose hope, although the challenges, and Jordan, you've got the list of them down there, are going to be great. It's the Fairness Doctrine. It's stem cell. Embryonic stem cell could be handled by executive order. Drew, you were just reading something just coming across the wires. Literally, folks, we're keeping you posted as they're coming across wire. What's the latest?
Well, literally, Jay, we're talking about Obama rolling back by executive order all the PEPFAR regulations that we've seen Bush, and that is the international funding that we've actually taken out funding for abortions when we give money to the international community. We're looking at rolling back the Mexico City policy. We're looking at giving money again to the United Nations Population Fund under an Obama presidency.
Which is so, abortion control. So exactly. How do you fight it? You fight it at the UN, you fight it in Congress, and you fight it on Capitol Hill. And if it's the Fairness Doctrine, folks, I'm already preparing those laws. lawsuits will go to court an hour later. I mean, we're not taking this lying down. We're going to fight and fight aggressively. Jordan, what are you hearing right now politically from this kind of the comments? We know this is going to be a tough challenge.
That's right. And during this transition period, what the Bush administration has put out notice of is that Barack Obama is going to have a lot more say in what goes on with the bailout programs, with new policies that will be implemented, instead of the Bush administration putting through policies that Barack Obama could then come in January and just reverse. They're going to be consulting him. He will have more power than many president-elects ever get before they actually become the president of the United States in January. But we're looking at a change on the embryonic stem cell research policy, and also oil policy and natural gas and domestic drilling.
Sure.
Those kind of changes across the board. Major reversals in policy.
Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Bank full of phone calls. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Robert's calling from Maryland on line 6. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Jay? How you doing,
Great.
Gordon? Great. And you were just mentioning the fact that President-elect Obama is going to be assigning a series of executive orders. You said one
Correct.
Was called the international funding. Is that international funding for taxpayer-supported abortion overseas in third world
You've got
countries?
It. That's exactly it. This is just literally, Robert, breaking right now. Drew's got the details on it. The President Bush's policy, the policy of the administration currently, has been to not allow international funding to go to organizations that are using those funds for promoting abortions. That is about to change, literally with a stroke of a pen.
This. Is there any way that President Bush right now could sign an executive order that would prevent Barack Obama?
Well, he's got an executive order, but one president cannot legally bind another through some kind of executive orders that removes their authority. The president has that authority.
Well, and that's what we're looking at, Jay. Right now, it has cost the abortion industry $200 million, these executive orders by President Bush. And this is exactly what we're looking at, a President Obama reversing on his first day in office with these executive orders.
By the way, this takes place without legislation, without going through the House or the Senate, without Congress. So this could take place immediately. Again, folks, this is why I want you to be educated. I want you to be an educated person on the Constitution, on the way our republic is structured to operate. You go to your phones right now. I got Foundations of Freedom. Everybody needs this booklet. You need to know how our government's supposed to work, so when we challenge these things, you understand what we're doing. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who's next?
Michelle's calling from Rhode Island on line 2. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michelle.
Jay, I'm glad you have a sense of humor when you say this about running to the hills and stuff.
Right. You can't.
I'm glad to hear that. You made me laugh.
Well, good. I mean, there's not a lot to laugh about these days. But, you know, I don't want to have, Michelle, I don't want to have a defeatist attitude here as if we somehow evaporate from impacting the culture and all this. No, no, no. You've got to respond and you've got to engage. And that's what we're going to do. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, that's what's so important is I can't survive without Christian radio. I mean, I don't have cable and regular TV. I don't even think I want to turn it on. You know, they make it sound like this is a defeatist thing. You know, we only lost by, 7%? They make it sound like it was a 95% Obama, you know, thing. But anyway, I don't know much about shortwave radio because I got one. I can't figure it out. But anyway, how we are able to have satellites and we beam over into these Islamic countries and something? Can
sure.
the Christian radio people get...
Well, look, there are alternative media, including the internet, including a whole host of new satellite radio. And here's the thing about that. I'm going to use that not for the standpoint of, well, we should give up on the commercial stations, but rather that when the challenge comes in legally on the Fairness Doctrine, for instance, which the President-elect Obama's transition chief is in favor of on the FCC, what a shock that is, that we will be able to handle legally by saying the basis upon which the Fairness Doctrine, this limited amount of airways, just isn't a factor anymore. But that's going to have to be handled legally because if he does it through, it could literally be an FCC switch. And that's what people need to understand, Drew. It could be an FCC switch, and that's it.
Well, I think a lot of people need to realize behind the scenes, there are only 5 FCC commissioners.
Right.
You only need a simple majority of 3. Literally, you could have 3 people deciding this, Jay, to re-implement the Fairness Doctrine.
Right.
That's why our listeners need to be very aware of what's going on behind the scenes, not just on replacements by the president, but also what's going on at the committee and the subcommittee level in the House and the Senate as well.
Yeah, I think you've got a realistic. You've got a new president in place. With a new president in place, this is what's going to happen. But what you do is you challenge it. We're going to challenge it legally. If they pass it, if the FCC passes it, we're going to court. But you need, again, I want you to understand how the government works, folks, and that's why you need to read the Constitution. You need to carry it with you to understand your rights as an American citizen and how our government government is supposed to function. That number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who is next?
Gary's calling from Massachusetts on line 4. Gary, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, hi, thank you for taking my call. Could I say something I think would help all your listeners for clarification? When we're discussing these issues, there are two sets of terms you can choose to use. One is the generic and one's the philosophical. If our opponents go ahead and describe us as anti-abortion, we should counter by describing in like generic terms that they are pro-abortion. If they choose to use for themselves the philosophical term pro-choice, we should counter on the same
of course thing. I don't disagree with that, and you can say the same thing. They call it the Fairness Doctrine. I call it the Religious Broadcaster Censorship Act. I mean, that's how we've described it in the past. So I think, look, I've got to look, though, as the lawyer, I've got to look at the legal terminology. They're calling it the Fairness Doctrine. I don't think there's anything fair about it because they're telling broadcasters what they can and cannot say. It would be very damaging to conservative talk and Christian radio. We've got to fight it, but that's their term. They want to call it the Fairness Doctrine. Believe me, in our briefs, we're going to explain why it's unconstitutional. But Jordan, this is the tip of an iceberg here. This is just, I mean, they're not even, the ballots are still wet, so to speak. The ink hasn't dried yet. And this is what's happening.
That's right. This is just one of the many fights. We're only just beginning the transition period till the January swearing in of President-elect Obama. And let me tell you something, Dad, I will make some predictions right now of the issues we will be fighting for and the issues that we'll need everyone to stand up right now, starting today, joining the fight, joining the battle with us, which is why they need to be prepared with the foundations of freedom, because this is going to start right when President Obama, it's happening before President-elect Obama, these new policies. First, the Fairness Doctrine. Second, the Freedom of Choice Act, which would overturn the ban on partial birth abortion, among other things. Increased funding now to embryonic stem cell research, which the federal government has not been funding. The prevention of new domestic oil drilling, again, trying to get us off this reliance on foreign oil. And let me tell you something else we haven't discussed as much, an increase in the funding to Planned Parenthood. The Freedom of Choice Act will come with another caveat, which will be more funding, more than $300 million a year to Planned Parenthood. And in this Congress, over these next 2 years, we've just got to keep fighting and keep battling and not be afraid of joining the fight and keeping our heads above water.
Yeah, and not run away with this attitude of there's nothing we can do. There's a lot we can do. This is a representative form of government. That means these people ultimately are responsible to us. So we need to know what our rights are as citizens of the United States of America. We need to understand what the nature of the battle is, and it's going to be significant. But we've got to be prepared for it and not run to the hills just because it's going to get tough going here. Here's the phone number. Everyone that's listening to me, Jordan will give you the number in a moment. You need to get Foundations of Freedom. This is something you need to have for your family, for your friends. You need to understand the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
You know what, folks? We may be in a transition period, but you need to join the fight and start the battle today. Call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go. A lot of calls coming in. A lot of people very, very concerned, obviously, with the situation. What do we have next?
Linda is calling from California on line one about the medical profession, the health profession being affected under the next Obama administration. Linda, welcome to JSEC UO Live.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
I do have a question with regards to Obama, if he signs that right to life, with regards to medical providers that do not want to perform the abortions because
right.
of conscience. It is my understanding that that protection is going to be removed from them. What can transpire if they refuse to do the abortion?
Well, no, that's a good question. Let me tell you how we've handled these, because we're litigating these cases all over the country. We're arguing both on a statutory base, because there is some legislation, but also on a constitutional base, that even outside of specific legislation, you can't be compelled to violate your conscience. So no matter who politically is making the move there, we're going to stand with these medical professionals that are fighting against these abortions. Now, here's where the difficulty is going to be. You could see the Justice Department of the United States on the other side of this issue, so that we'd have to fight it out there. But it's the Constitution that protects the individual doctors from not engaging in an abortion process or procedure, and that's what we've got to rely on. But folks, again, I want to implore you to go to your phones right now and make sure you know what the Constitution says. Here is the phone number. Get a copy of it and read it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your copy of Foundations of Freedom. This is something you need to have. Now, on the legislative front, we've got the Weldon Act that's already been passed. Drew, looking at it realistically, with the majorities they now have in the House and the Senate that the Democrats have, do they have enough support to undo that, or are the pro-life Democratic congressmen that were just elected and the last 2 years as well, you've got some of these pro-life Democrats, can we hold them to it so that they can't undo these pieces of legislation?
Well, Jay, two things. One, these pro-life Democrats, it depends on how much they want to buck the system with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, because some of that is contingent upon committee assignments. Without committee assignments, that literally can jeopardize your chances for re-election.
Right.
So when push comes to shove, it's going to be interesting to see how pro-life some of these Democrats are. The second thing is, too, we actually have been working with Health and Human Services, HHS, and their secretary, Mike Leavitt, and his office in submitting official comments on their reimplementation of Conscience Clause regulations at HHS.
But that could be changed
that's
within the next
changed.
Administration, so that's
exactly.
great, but it doesn't solve the problem.
Well,
the
question
is, can we hold politically, can we hold these conservative Democrats that got elected on running on a pro-life basis, certainly we're going to try, and we'll do everything we can to hold them to this.
Well, one, Jay, it's going to be us informing you, the listeners out there, of exactly what your elected officials are
right.
doing, because a lot of this may happen, Jay, literally behind doors of the subcommittee and committee levels, and that's something I mentioned to you over commercial break. We are going to see the restructuring of committees, both on the House and the Senate side, and we're going to see, especially on the Senate side, Democrats, the liberals are going to have like a 3-seat majority going on in some of these committees, which means they're going to push a lot of stuff through.
Make them politically accountable is going to be the message of the day, Jordan. Who do we have next?
Dwight's calling from California on line 3. Dwight, welcome to JSEC UO Live.
Hi, Dwight.
Yes, how you doing? On the fairness doctrine, I was asking whether or not the person that would come on and give their side of, would they have to pay half of the cost of the station?
Of course not. No, absolutely not. So could you imagine on listener-supported radio, and we're on hundreds and hundreds of listener-supported radio stations, running a 30-minute JSEC UO Live program, followed by 30 minutes of the American Civil Liberties Union program, paid for by your donated dollars. That's the absurd nature.
How is it fair?
Well, it's not fair. That's why they call it the Fairness Doctrine. It's really the Mandatory Censorship Act. I mean, if you get to the real nuts and bolts of this thing, it's not fair, Dwight. But that's why you need to understand, and I hope you are, the Constitution protects us in these issues. We've got to rely on the Constitution, especially when the legislation is going to be very, very difficult to get. So here's what I want everybody to do. Go to your phones right now. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to get Foundations of Freedom. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Jordan. Let's go to as many as we can.
Let's go to Ronnie calling from Maryland on line 4. Ronnie, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
I got two comments, please.
Okay.
As far as the Fairness Doctrine goes, can we start like political ads in the campaign to explain to Christians who might not listen
sure.
to Christian radio what the Fairness Doctrine is? And
absolutely.
Christians and conservatives together, not just conservatives.
No, listen, we will do media specials, ads, documentaries. Trust me, we're gonna expose this Fairness Doctrine for what it is. Absolutely. No doubt about that, Ronnie. And that's part of what we have the right to do. But, Jordan, the fact of the matter is we're going to have to do it.
That's right. And what people need to understand here is that when the Fairness Doctrine was being implemented, really until the 1980s, there was no conservative talk radio. There were not programs like JSEC Hill Live. There were not Rush Limbaugh programs.
Right.
There were not Alan Combs kind of programs. There were not hard-hitting political shows that talked about the issues of the day. Instead, what happened, which, Ronnie, this is the scary part here, is the mainstream media would control the airwaves. So it would be CBS and NBC and ABC really saying that they were, quote, you know, providing the news to the American people.
Yeah, because they get
no
exempted,
opinion.
By the way.
But,
yeah.
Of course, they have an opinion. Everyone has a bent. Every journalist has a bent. Everyone has their own notions of what they think is right and wrong. So it would be letting those major news networks, the, quote, mainstream media, control the airwaves again. And that means no more talk radio, no conservative talk, no Christian radio. It's what happens. It puts these companies out of business.
Well, it's going to – and we're going to – listen, folks, we're not going down with – and this is going to be a fight, and we'll win this fight, but we're going to need everybody's help. Here's what I want you to do. If you don't have the copy of the Constitution, get it today. We're going to send it to you. It's our gift to you, but you've got to be informed. These are huge battles we're facing. We need your help on this. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, we have got so many calls coming in. I'm going to stay after an extra half hour. We're going to record another program. We'll air it later this week. You keep calling if you've got questions. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
LaVon's calling from California on line 5. LaVon, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, LaVon.
I want to know, are the people that voted for Obama happy now with who they voted for?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, we're going to find out soon enough. I mean, look, I mean, the fact is he's the president of the United States to be in just days, and that we're going to have to deal with that. I mean, this is the reality. You've got a new president. He's going to put forward policies, but we're the American people, and we get to respond.
Well, and, you know, Jay, there were a lot of people that had ostensibly been pro-life up to this point and said, hey, with Obama, with his new welfare policies, it's going to be more pro-life than any Republican we could put into office. I got to ask them today how they're feeling about the fact that with these executive orders, he's going to wipe some things out.
Look, I mean, he's the president of the United States. He gets to make these executive orders. But you know what you get to do? You get to object. And that's what we're going to do here. Jordan, let's try to grab one more call. By the way, keep calling 1-800-684-3110. We're going to do a program that's a carryover program. So that's 800-684-3110.
Kevin's
Jordan?
Calling from Florida on line 3. Kevin, welcome to JSEC
Kevin.
Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey. You know, if I'm not obligated to follow orders from my boss that violates my Christian... Why should I pay my full income tax to the feds that are violating?
The Supreme Court has said that even when you object to what the government is promoting, you are a citizen of the United States and you have to pay your taxes. And there's reasons for that, because governments on our side, when people that we were sympathetic with were in power, there were policies that were being promoted that others did not like. You don't get to exempt out of the tax system. But that's very different from silencing our right to speak, which is what the issue is right now, not just with the Fairness Doctrine, whether it's stem cell, it's the eliminating of a voice. And that, friends, we're not going to tolerate. So here's what I want you to do. Keep calling if you have questions at 1-800-684-3110. We're staying over to answer them. We'll record it and air it at a later date. And for those of you on the line, stay on the line. But let me tell you this. Everyone that is listening to me right now, you need to go to your phones and get our Foundations of Freedom. It is absolutely critical that you know what the Constitution of the United States says, especially with all of this going on. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. By the way, I'm 2 days away from a Supreme Court of the United States oral argument involving the Ten Commandments, so we know what's at stake here. And you need to understand what it is as well. Go to aclj.org for updated information. But go to your phones right now for Foundations of Freedom, 1-877-989-2255. Talk to you next time.